Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Butterflies, do you remember we were learning ways to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and ways to get the reward from Allah? Do you remember we've been learning all the amazing ways, like reciting Surah Kahf from the Holy Quran and supplicating on a Friday and offering your salah well and asking Allah for forgiveness and praying between Adhan? Do you remember all the amazing ways we were learning? Do you remember we learnt about looking after orphans and praying on time and reading Salah and mentioning Allah and making the dhikr of Allah and learning and teaching the Quran? Today we have another one. Today is all about listening, having good manners and speaking the truth always. Today inshallah we're going to learn about speaking the truth, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be truthful, as truthfulness leads to virtue, and virtue leads to paradise." Would you like to listen to that hadith again? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be truthful, as truthfulness leads to virtue, and virtue leads to paradise." My butterflies, telling the truth is very important. We learn about it together all the time. It's a very important quality in Islam, and no good Muslim can be without person who speaks the truth. Telling lies is a big sin, isn't it? Allah puts a black spot on your heart every time you tell a lie. My butterflies, can we look inside ourselves? How many black spots do we have on our heart? Is your heart very white and clean? Or is your heart black and full of lies? If you see that your heart is black and full of lies and full of black spots, quickly close your eyes, say Astaghfirullah. Ask Allah to forgive you for all the times that you spoke a lie. Let's read a story. This one is called Little Amina Learns Her Lesson. Little Amina was in big trouble. She was a big liar and a fibber. Mummy always got really cross whenever she caught her. One day, Mummy's friend came from a visit from England. Her son Ahmed was really happy to see us. Mummy's friend was telling us how Ahmed was doing so well in school. He got smiley faces, stickers, stamps, and his teacher called him a star. I saw Amina burning inside. She was getting really jealous. All of a sudden, Amina rudely interrupted and said, "In my class, everyone gets smiley faces. My teacher says we are the best in the world. She says I'm better than everyone else in my class. So there." Mummy got very angry. She gave Amina the stare. You know, that really angry look? When Amina knew she was in trouble, quickly, Amina said, "I'm only joking. I'm really sorry." That evening, when Amina sat with Mummy, She told Mummy how angry she was getting and how jealous she got that Ahmed was doing so well in school and she wasn't. Mummy told her, "Do you know what makes Ahmed an even better boy? Better than just doing well in school?" It was the fact that he never told a lie. Little Amina knew what she had done was wrong. Getting jealous was one thing that was bad enough, but telling a lie on top of it made it even worse. Mummy asked her, "Would you like to get a black spot on your heart every time you tell a lie?" "Oh no," said Amina, "she really didn't. She had good intentions, but she lied too easily." From that day on, she made a promise that she would never tell a lie again. She made a promise to Allah that she would try really hard, and instead she would be quiet whenever she wanted to tell a lie. And then, when it was time to tell the truth, everyone would believe her. My butterflies, when you talk to people, wonder if you're lying and telling the truth, or do they know that you'll always be truthful? Because you follow the honest ways and the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go for a quick break.
Every night and morning, every night and morning, I think about my Allah. Thanks to Allah for the moon and the sun. Thanks to Allah for the waves and the sea. Thanks to Allah for the hail and the rain. Thanks to Allah for the snow that He made. Thanks to Allah for the clouds in the sky. Thanks to Allah for the mountains.
Butterflies, telling the truth is extremely important. In fact, it's such a big portent quality that there's no good Muslim around. Did you know, if you tell the truth, Allah will be happy with you, and if you tell a lie, Allah will be unhappy. Now the Sahaba were the best of people because they always told the truth. In fact, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, He blesses those who tell the truth. Did you know, I'm a black belt at telling the truth. In fact, all Muslims have to be black belts as well. Do you carry a black belt? A black belt where no matter what happens, you tell the truth. No matter how much trouble you can get into just by telling the truth, you tell the truth anyway. If you don't have a black belt in telling the truth, you need to start training hard. How do you do it? Not by doing karate chops, push-ups, sit-ups, and everything else. But this time, you're exercising your tongue by speaking only the truth. Telling lies is for wimps. They get left behind. Make sure you keep it up. Train hard. And remember, every time you want to tell a lie, say Astaghfirullah instead. Be quiet and make the dhikr of Almighty Allah. That way, inshallah, you will train your tongue to speak only the truth, and you too can get a black belt as well. Let's read a quick poem. This one says, get in the habit of telling the truth whilst you are still in your youth. Tell the truth, don't be a liar, or Allah may throw you in the fire. Muslims are cool because we don't lie, from the moment we are born until we die. If you want good advice, just to trust, always be truthful, always be just. Remember, butterflies, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always spoke the truth, even when he joked. Can you follow his sunnah and his footsteps? I hope so, inshallah.
There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God whom we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He is the greatest man of all time. He came to teach the whole of mankind that we must worship only one Lord.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.